This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Boomer Geo, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've been talking about the LIV Golf PGA merger for most of the morning, and it's a perfect morning to welcome in columnist for the New York Post, who wrote three different pieces this morning about this merger. That is the great Mark Cannizzaro, who started his career at the Post back in 1993 as a Jets beat reporter, where this guy to my right and him got into it many, many times. And somehow they are still in here together, smiling and laughing and shaking hands. Mark,
well,
good morning.
Like Yasser and Jay.
Right. I'd like to call it that we had a love-hate relationship.
Yes, we did. Well,
it was mostly love on my part and hate on your part.
Well, I mean, listen, when you were giving me F grades on Tuesdays after a Sunday game, and then I had to see you on Wednesday, I wanted to punch you right in the face.
But you know what? At least I was in the locker room on Wednesday. Right?
Yes, you were. You were there.
You know,
those like Joey Behar, who was not there when Tim Scott went onto The View.
Yeah.
You were always there.
Those report cards that you refer to were the bane of our existence. Honestly,
yeah, I
we
know.
Hated those things because we're not football experts. We just, you know, we're looking at the stats and this and that. And I had so many run-ins with a lot of you guys with that stuff.
Well, you know why, and we'll get to live in a second, is because we as football players were told by the NFL that you were everyday beat writers.
Yeah.
And that you were there to report the news. And then somehow, some way, your editors told you that you now had to intertwine your opinion into your writings, which made our relationship very difficult at the time.
You've always been a very astute person in the media in general, and you differentiate between the columnist and the quote unquote beat writer. And at the Post, the culture has always been, you know, we want to inject our opinions. My boss always was all about that. Mm-hmm. So essentially everything we were writing were columns, even if we didn't have a column logo in the paper, so to speak. So.
Even though you were under the guise of the beat writer.
Exactly.
Yeah. See?
But I still loved you.
But
you know what? And all kidding aside, and I'm sure Gio well knows this, this guy was always at his locker. I don't care if you had the most miserable game on the planet. You were always at the locker the next day.
I mean, it wasn't that bad, was it?
No, but here's the other thing. No, I'm saying if you did. I didn't say you did.
Okay.
But the other thing was you always protected the guys in the locker room. If Johnny Mitchell was the guy that messed up on those three interceptions you threw, you took blame for those picks. And so I always respected that.
I appreciate that.
He doesn't do that here if someone else messes
up. He blames
up.
You on stuff.
Yeah, right. He blames all the rest of us.
Bunch of slaps I work with.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than the respect he had for his teammates. So anyway, this happens yesterday right at the end of our show. You've been covering this from the beginning. Boomer and I were shocked to hear that the merger had happened. Were you?
Oh, I was stunned. I mean, listen, the PGA Tour players themselves, the guys that are on the player advisement council, the PAC, you know, they didn't know what was going on. And to me, that's what's dirtiest about this whole thing on the PGA Tour's side of things. And Jay Monahan, the commissioner, is that he left the players out. Jay Monahan is constantly banging his fist against the table, talking about how the PGA Tour is player run. How is it player run when these guys are finding out on social media yesterday, when these guys are on CNBC? You know, in their little cozy, you know, stage studio with Saudis, going, you know, slipping under the covers and spooning with these guys that they were excoriating for the last, you know, 2 years.
There was no transparency whatsoever from the players' perspective. And something happened. So, in your best guess, being around, and I know that you asked Tiger a direct question, should you be thanking the LIV Tour players for raising the stakes for you on the PGA Tour? And that got to be a pretty heated moment in that press conference. I give you credit for asking the tough questions. I mean, your best guess, what do you think actually happened here, and why did the PGA Tour go down this road?
I think it was a combo platter of things, Boomer. Some things that the tour and Monahan kind of came out and admitted yesterday, and some things that I think are still yet to be determined. The fact that LIV came along and pushed the PGA Tour to elevate those purses, $20 million purses that used to be, you know, half of that or less, and the litigation issues. They were in litigation with LIV, and that's, as you guys, dealt with lawyers. They're the ones that make all the money, right? And so there was all of that. And Monahan kind of came out and admitted that yesterday because they, you know, they elevated these elevated events like last week at Memorial and Arnold Palmer's tournament and whatnot.
The Travelers coming up,
yep. Which I understand from you guys from the 1,000 promos I've heard. You guys
yes.
will be there next
week.
We will be there.
It's going to be very interesting, yes.
But because, you know, they've put all that money out for these things, but they're looking in the future and realize, well, we're you know, I don't know what their coffers are, and I'm sure there's more than we think there is in the coffers, but they realized that was getting very expensive, and they couldn't be able to sustain that, and they're not going to be able to fight the LIV money the whole way. And LIV, even though it was not getting any return on its investment, their pockets are bottomless, obviously. So the tour realized that they couldn't sustain this financially. The other thing that I have not really been able to prove is I do believe that there was something went down. Obviously, with all the Department of Justice was had a lot of inquiries in on PGA Tour and its nonprofit status and whatnot. You know, I've had some people whisper to me that there were some things that they were going to be exposed. The PGA Tour essentially has tried to monopolize the entire sport of golf forever. We've all known that.
So that's kind of like what Phil Mickelson was
Absolutely.
Intimating at the PGA Championship, that he had information and he couldn't wait to disclose this information. And I don't know if that was part of the PR tour that LIV was using at that time to put pressure, but it's kind of interesting. Rory kind of buttoned up.
Yeah.
Phil got really aggressive,
yeah.
And then a week later, they're all in bed together.
Yeah, yeah, and I tell you what, getting back to the player element of it, I am absolutely, I'm not even a party to it, and I'm insulted on behalf of Rory that he was not consulted on this because of the fact that he has literally been the man out front. He's been carrying Jay Monahan's, you know, microphone stick and telling the world how bad LIV is and to support the PGA Tour. And he's got to find out like everybody else.
Let me tell you, though. We're talking to Mark Canizero of the New York Post. Does a great job covering the PGA Tour. It's going to be at the U.S. Open. You're heading out there this
Sunday.
Sunday,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's the thing that I have for you. Rory, all of a sudden, the last couple weeks, has been kind of silent. And he said if there was ever anything that was going to be done between the two entities, Greg Norman could not be in the room.
Yeah.
They need adults into the room. Now, that sounds like Jimmy Dunn's talking to him. And yesterday we found out that Jimmy Dunn was the one who made the call to the Saudi, Yasser, what's his last name?
Don't make me pretty.
All right, no, whatever. But so anyway.
I could write it in the paper. I can't
but
pronounce.
But he and Rory are close.
Very close.
Right, so that means Rory's got to know something's going on. And then if I'm like Colin Morikawa or Hideki Matsuyama or one of these other players, I'm like, wait a minute, why is Rory knowing this?
Yeah.
And we're not knowing this.
It's a complicated situation, and they also obviously didn't want it to get leaked out. There was a lot of speculation from some players that went to that player meeting with Monahan yesterday in Canada. Jeff Ogilvie, who's one of the most intelligent guys I've ever come across in the sport, was quoted up in Canada as basically saying he felt like that they weren't ready to make that announcement yet, but they made it because they thought somebody was going to leak it and it was going to come out. Because he was surmising that because of the little amount of information that Jay had to disseminate to the players in that meeting, which was extremely contentious, as I'm sure you read.
Yep.
There are high-powered players that are calling for Monahan's ouster.
Talking to Mark Canizero, so Phil Mickelson, and you wrote a column on Phil for the New York Post, if you'd like to check that out. Phil Mickelson has been at the center of this thing, and the transformation of him losing the weight, not talking at the Champions Dinner at the Masters, all black all the time, hats pulled down a little bit more, and you wrote how there's vindication here. And I think from the fans, if you liked Phil, you always like Phil, and there's some people that are really offended about him going over there, but what I want to know is the peers that disagreed with him in the sport, do they now change their opinion back of Phil Mickelson, or are they back on his side?
Well, I think that there's a lot of players out there that didn't like the way it went down with Phil that saw what happened yesterday and are now realizing this guy kind of had it right all along. There's also a lot of people that knew he had it right all along, you know. And, you know, Phil is one of these guys, and you know, and I happen to know him quite well, that, you know, wants to be the smartest guy in the room. And sometimes he is. Sometimes he's BSing a little bit his way through it. But in this case, collaborated on a number of stories as Liv was, you know, getting going and beginning before Phil was even with Liv. You know, he had this stuff down. You know, Phil Mickelson went to Jay Monahan in the fall of 2021, Gio, and he had an investor that was ready to put up $1 billion, $500 million to start, another $500 million, and they were going to buy out. The proposal was to buy out the 6 or 8 PGA Tour events that are the lesser events that not many people watch. No big players are playing. They would pay the tour for those events and turn those events into these team big events and guarantee that you have all of the top players there, which now bring all the eyeballs on television, you know, your partners, to those events where nobody's watching.
The top 48 players.
Exactly.
Yes.
So he brought that to Monahan. Monahan swished it around, and according to what Phil told me, Monahan thought it was an interesting idea. He brought it to the hires up in the PGA Tour policy board, and one of the highest guy, the top guy there, basically said to the investor that Phil had it lined up, his quote was, and this is what I think sent Phil off the edge. He said, anything that is not PGA Tour owned or operated or controlled is considered hostile. Now, if you are...
Who is that guy?
That was Ed Herlihy, who was the highest man on the totem pole.
All right.
So when you to say that, aren't you? And I'm not a business person. I'm not a lawyer. I basically barely know how to cover you. And, you know, playing quarterback, and know what I'm talking about. But that kind of tells me that kind of statement. How can you make a statement of that if you are a nonprofit entity, right? You just can't. I mean, and that quote set Phil off the edge. And I quite frankly, I think it sent him to do some reckless things, which got him highly criticized.
Yeah, one more thing about Phil before. So would this have blown up in the way that it is? Would we be talking about this today and have the callers be screaming about it if those Alan Shipnuck comments that Phil made did not get out?
I think that the criticism of Phil would have been muted. Yes, no question about it. You know, Phil, that was a conversation that Phil had on a telephone that was not an interview. Now, Phil, his mistake was using the journalistic code was he didn't say, Alan, this is off the record. Mm-hmm. He was just talking to Alan. But Boomer, you and I know, because we've had off-the-record conversations, on-the-record conversations, you have it with a million other writers and people over the years. You know when you're having, if you tell me something that is really in confidence, you say Al Dukes is stealing from the company.
Okay? Yeah, he is.
So, I mean, he probably is, but whatever. If you say that, okay?
Yep.
Now, I know that there's going to be heavy implications on that, and you didn't tell me it was off the record, and that might be kind of explosive, and I could choose to write that technically, but I wouldn't, because I would protect my source, which is you, if that makes any sense. Alan did not protect Phil in this case.
No,
and
he didn't.
He, in my opinion, I think he was in the middle of writing a book on Phil. He sold his soul to sell some books. And, you know, he already had a sketchy reputation in terms of being trusted on the tour and amongst tour players. And that didn't help it. So, yeah, there's no question, Gio, if that didn't come out, I think that kind of stuff exacerbated everything. Because basically, Phil's trashing the Saudis, and then he's going and signing a $100 million contract. So that did not look, the optics were not so good, right? So, yeah.
All right, Mark Canizzaro with us on Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Is this a good thing for the golf fan, a bad thing for the golf fan? Where to, you know, someone who just enjoys the game, likes watching, that doesn't get wrapped up in this thing, are we going to benefit from that?
I think it's a fantastic thing for the golf fan, and that's part of what I wrote in my column today. I think the golf fan is the winner in this, you know. You could say that, you know, that Greg Norman and the Saudis are winners of this because it vindicates, you know, Greg and whatever. But I think, you know, at the core here, you just said it. All we care about is seeing the best players play on big events. Look at the Masters. You know, what would the Masters have been like if Koepka didn't make that run down the stretch and almost beat Rahm? Phil at 52 almost won that damn tournament, right? And then look at what Koepka did at the PGA Championship, you know, 2 weeks ago. Without that, now of course, without those guys, the tour will continue to go. But while it goes, we know that these dudes are over here, and they're pretty good. Cam Smith was number 2 in the world before he went over there, right? Now he's like persona non grata, right? Nobody's even heard from him. So we want these guys playing against
you. Yeah, one of the things you and I were talking about when we were having our conversations about this was the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And the Ryder Cup points. I'm still not sure what the Ryder Cup points are, but I'm wondering if, in fact, somehow Brooks Koepka falls out of the top six, which means he's outside of the automatic membership to the Ryder Cup team. Does this kind of ease the pain of Zach Johnson picking him on the U.S. team?
I think it totally does, Boomer. And we had a long conversation last week when we were talking about that because, you know, Zach Johnson is the U.S. captain, the Ryder Cup captain, and we spoke to him in Rochester at the PGA Championship, and it was a very uncomfortable conversation for him. And he's an impossible situation because he has to answer to the PGA of America people, who are, certainly in bed and business, so to speak, with the PGA Tour, which has banned all these players from playing their events. So it's a really slippery slope, complicated deal. And, you know, all Zach Johnson said was if Brooks is in the top six, which are the automatics, then, yeah, he's on the team. But I think that what transpired yesterday was just transpired. I think it does, even though these players that are on LIV right now won't have a chance to reapply and get back into the PGA Tour and the European Tour
until
24.
Yeah.
I do think that this greases the skids for that kind of thing.
All right, one other thing. You see, and people out there have to understand the dynamics here. You have the PGA Championship, which runs the Ryder Cup.
Yes. The PGA of America runs both
the PGA
Championship
and the Ryder Cup. That's the PGA of America.
And they're not the PGA Tour.
They're not the PGA Tour. So if those two are in collusion with one another, trying to hold down another entity that's trying to run a professional golf tournament, that could be like one of the things that the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, the USGA, and the RNA do not want out there and can have out there.
This is what I'm talking about, the Department of Justice stuff. I think that the lawyers at LIV have been compiling a lot of stuff, and they've got a serious big-time antitrust lawyer with LIV. Trust me, I met the guy. And this guy's been compiling a lot of stuff. And these are the simple public things that we all see. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes we don't see. The lobbying that the PGA Tour has done with the lobbyists in Washington they have. And, I mean, listen, the PGA Tour has weaponized this whole Saudi thing. Let's be honest. There's so much stuff to go into, but they've weaponized this whole 9/11 and Saudi thing, against LIV. And now what's happened? Now Jay Monahan he's like arm in arm with this with the dude from Saudi yesterday, and it's like
on CNBC
here's a guy that's taking all the money that he basically banned all of his own players from taking, and now he's taking it. So what do you do? I actually think it's criminal. These guys have to wait till 24 to be reinstated. They should be reinstated this morning at 9 o'clock.
Sure. And there's no way that these guys like Hideki Matsuyama, Rory McIlroy, Tiger's a different world, but there's no way these guys can make up the money that they could have made with
this. So this is the fascinating next step, Gio, because, I mean, Monahan's saying, well, we got to figure this all out. First of all, Phil and DJ and Brooks and DeChambeau and the guys that went over there, Cam Smith, that made nine figures, they're not giving that money back, right? And the PGA Tour, they don't have the money to give them. So what I'm almost wondering is if LIV maybe gets involved and kind of maybe the part of its funding that you talked about.
Well, that's what I'm telling
maybe
you.
Maybe kind
good.
Of slips into, some, because Rory McIlroy, these guys gave up. Rory was offered $200 million to go to LIV. These guys are sitting around now. Matsuyama easily nine figures because he was a big get for them to try to get because he's so international.
Yeah.
Even a Ricky Fowler, who's been in terrible form, was offered $75 million, according to reports. These guys didn't take that money. They were loyal to the tour. Now they're sitting around seeing what happened yesterday, and now they're looking at, Phil and DJ and all these guys, with their banks overflowing with, hundies, and they're going to be welcomed back to the tour. Not that these guys don't like those players, but it's the whole concept. And it's essentially Monahan hanging not to dry.
That's why I believe there's going to be such an infusion of cash that there's got to be payouts to these players. There has to be.
Yeah, I think
I don't know what the number will be. I don't know where they'll get to it. If not, there's going to be lawsuits. I also believe that when you do a merger like this, you do it because you want to save your ass and you want to save your job.
Yeah.
And, Monahan now is all of a sudden the CEO of this new entity.
For now.
I don't know how those players can walk in a room and sit there and say, and look them in the eye and goes, we trust you. But I also understand that I do believe that they saved the PGA Tour by doing this. because there may not have been a PGA Tour after this whole thing was over.
Yeah, but let's look at Monahan, go back to what that story I wrote back in February, the year before last. Monahan could have saved that, and Herlihy and all his guys on the tour, on the pack. Yeah, had they gone with that concept, they would have cut the Saudis off at the knees if they'd gone with that concept and said, all right, you know what, look, we'll do an 8-series team event thing. But their biggest issue was that was going to be player and investor-owned, not PGA Tour-owned. That's what I forgot to say earlier. And that's why Herlihy said, no can do. But what if they just went ahead and did that? We wouldn't be dealing with all this stuff right now. And there was also a point, Boomer, where Jay Monahan was on record and basically said, I don't think this live thing's going to happen. I mean, that should be on his tombstone, basically. You know, I mean, he literally said, I don't think this live thing's going to happen. And 6 months later, he's on the back foot, raising purses to $20 million to try to keep his players happy. I mean, it's a mess, and he helped create it.
Now, one personal question before you go. So Mike Vaccaro comes back, plays his first round of golf after getting a lower leg amputation, writes a column about this. It's unbelievable, the story, and he's out there, and he's playing golf again. Were you offended you weren't invited to be a part of that foursome that first time?
No, you know what's really funny about that, Gio? Steve Serby and I went and saw him, visited him at the Kessler Institute after he had, once he was starting to do the rehab, he was out of his surgery and whatnot, and we hung out with him. We brought him a lot of, like, really rich Italian food that he probably wasn't supposed to eat.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously I'm a golf guy. Vac is like, he's not like a rabid golf guy, but he likes the game, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to keep him pumped up. I'm like, listen, I want to be in that first round of golf with you, because he's talking about, I can't wait till I can swing a club again. And I went through some health stuff, a few years back with some significant cancer. And I remember that first moment at the driving range at Chelsea Piers. I was bunting the ball 30 yards, and it was like, they felt like the greatest shot I ever hit. So I was razzing Vac about that. I want to be in that first round with you. And I was obviously away in Rochester. Not that I wasn't invited anyway, just for the record, Vac, wherever you are. But, yeah, I will play with him, and it's a great story, and it's awesome. I mean, Vac's a phenomenal writer great perspective. And it's, you'd love to see that kind of stuff. And where you see where he was, and a guy that, you have to get around press boxes and things like that. And, I mean, it sounds kind of stupid and easy, but... for a long time before he had this procedure, he never even went to a locker room because he just couldn't get around. His legs just weren't good enough. He would basically get in the press box and sit right. So now I'm fired up to see him. I haven't had a chance to work an event with him yet. But
Who else is all in on the old golf game now?
Listen, I told you, and I wasn't blowing sunshine out of your butt. We talked on the phone the other day. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm not trying to be stupid here, but... it literally is, and the chemistry you guys have is awesome. Al, not so much, but whatever. I've been following the evolution of the Geo golf thing, and what I'm fired up about is initially last year when you first doing it, was last year, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
You did an outing or two, and you weren't good enough for Boomer to invite you with his people.
Yeah, right.
I'm not even sure
my
you
people.
Are yet. his high tech, high end people, right?
Yeah.
So. The due process, crew and all that.
Yes,
but
have not gotten there yet, by the way.
By the way, due is awesome. You got to get to due.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I'm fired up that you stuck with it. And from the sounds of it, your Vegas thing, you said you shot around 100 or something? That's pretty good.
Yeah, 104. And it probably was more like 110.
Yeah, and
Pick it up and move on.
No dog check. That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Donald Trump golf. If it's within 10 feet, you just brush it in there.
Yeah. There's a lot of that rock stuff where the caddy would just go up and go, oops, look at that.
The point is, though, you stick with it. I heard it on the ride over there when I was coming
in.
We should get, I'll tell you what, I'm repping my place, which is Suburban Golf Club in Jersey. It's hard for you to get to Jersey, but you got to come on. We've been talking about trying to get you over there for a while, but I'll get you guys over there. We got to do it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I am turning down zero invites these days.
Yeah.
So I am.
And that's
all
not all the way down. I live down the shore near Al myself, but Suburban is just outside of New York City.
Perfect. Mark, it was great talking to you.
Yes.
If you're interested in the live stuff, there's actually four pieces that Mark has in the New York Post on NewYorkPost.com this morning. So check it out. Very comprehensive, and you'll learn more than you ever knew about it. Mark, thanks for being here.
Anytime, guys.
Yeah, the U.S. Open is going to be quite the week, man.
Yeah, sure. Awesome. Let's talk U.S. Open week, man. I love it.
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Thanks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So am I allowed to give Canizzaro a grade for that interview?
Of course you are.
I'll give a C.
Give him a C?
Yeah.
Wow, it's actually nicer than I thought you would after he gave you a bunch of D's and F's during your time with the Jets.
Well, there are a couple games there where, yeah, I deserve those. Well, he just told you a story about how those report cards that they used to, you know, put out there like on a Monday or Tuesday after a game, one of my teammates, not to mention who he is, cut it out of the paper and put it in his locker and basically threatened him.
Yeah.
Because I think he gave an F or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But nowadays, I don't think, you know, it's more what you see on Twitter for the athletes that bothers them than it is anything else. Like, they're not going to cut something out of a newspaper any longer.
Or if they see somebody on TV screaming about them.
Yeah, that too. That's certainly another thing. All right, Jerry's back, and he's got another update moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning to you, and how you doing? Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com. And also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit WintersBROS.com. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing with, just to wrap this up, the Monahan with Nance from last year again. But what I will play is yesterday Monahan on, Jay Monahan on the conference call with reporters saying, yeah, I know how this looks with Liv and this merger between the three golf entities.
I recognize everything that, you know, that I've said in the past and in my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment.
And he has obviously said a lot over the past year or two as this has kind of gone on. And now with this, a whole influx of money coming to the PGA, and we'll see what it looks like in 2024.
Do we talk about it tomorrow?
No, unless somebody comes out with a huge quote or something.
The only way we would talk about it tomorrow, I think, is if you heard Tiger or Rory McIlroy just bash the crap out of it.
Yeah, I don't think that they know what the end thing is going to look like just yet. But maybe, as Mark Canizzaro just said, maybe they came out with this announcement earlier than they really wanted to because they were afraid of some sort of leak.
Well, not only that, too, but think about it. Everybody's up in Canada. You got the U.S. Open prior. They want to get this out before the U.S. Open.
But I also think too, so I'm just looking at the field because I think that would dictate a lot, too, for this tournament. If there's anybody here of note that would be speaking today, because today would be the day, right?
Yeah,
you would
of course.
Think for them to.
Well, Jeff Ogilvie's up there, as Mark said. So I know, and I saw that conversation that he had yesterday, which was a very intelligent one for sure.
McIlroy's in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is also better for everybody to get all his comments out prior to the U.S. Open week.
Yeah. You know? Matt Fitzpatrick is playing. He was featured in that documentary that we've talked about many times. So you do have some names here that would be affected by this, so we'll see. Justin Rose is another one in here, so I'm going to say yes. I think we do talk about it because I think there's going to be a reaction coming out later today. That having been said, going forward,
I think today is a historical day for the PGA Tour and the game of golf, And you're right. You know, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years.
And he called it a great day for golf. Brandel Chamblee, quite the opposite.
After the shock sort of ebbed away, I was hugely disappointed. I think this is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf.
So
you say, yeah. Say whatever you want about Brandon Chamblee. At least he lets you know where he stands.
Well, he also, yeah, and he stuck to his comments. He's the only guy who really has. I mean, even Jack Nicklaus, for crying out loud, didn't about face in about 2 days.
No, in 2 days and about 10 hours.
Yeah, you're right. Crazy.
Yep, so we'll see if there's any more on that. Baseball-wise, the Mets wound up losing to the Braves in Atlanta, a game that was delayed by rain when they got started. Yeah, the Mets had a couple of home runs, but Atlanta scored later in the game and ran right past them.
Ground ball up the middle. Escobar dives to his right. It hits off of him, rolls in his center. A run scores. Ozuna is safe. Arcia drives in a run. The Braves have taken the lead. On the shot off of Escobar up the middle, it is 5-4 Atlanta.
And they would add another run later on a ground ball that looked like a double play but was overturned on replay. 6-4 the final. It was Keith Rad on WCBS 880. The Mets with a grand total of 4 hits, which is why Buck Showalter said kind of hard to kill the pitching tonight when we don't hit the baseball, and that is true. Carlos Carrasco, no decision. He allowed 4 runs over 5-plus innings. 4 straight losses for the Mets, who have fallen below 500 again now to 30-31, and since they lose to the Braves, they find themselves 6.5 out now in the NL East. You've got Max Scherzer, Charlie Morton going tonight as the series continues in Atlanta. The Braves now 36-24 on the season. As for the Yankees, they were beaten by the 9-hitter, essentially, in the White Sox lineup, and that would be their catcher, Sebi Zavala.
Pitch swung on, hit high in the air to left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He's hit 2 home runs in the game. And there was nothing fluky about that one. That was bombed to left field and deep. A 2-run home run for Zavala. And the White Sox take a 3-0 lead.
And 3-2 would be the final score. That was John Sterling back on the Fan. Lucas Giolito, 6 no-hit innings. He gets the win. Zavala homered the 2 times, drove in all 3 runs. Clark Schmidt, the loss, he allowed 3 runs over 6. Here was Josh Donaldson. He homered in the loss. What made Giolito so difficult to face?
He executed a lot of pitches. Looked like his command was really good today. Made some big pitches and, you know, big counts.
Yep, no doubt. And then we've talked a lot about Aaron Judge going to the injured list. Not sure when he'll be back. Well, Nestor Cortes got bad news with the shoulder as well, as test revealed a strain.
Going into the MRI, you don't know what to expect. Hoping for the best, obviously, but expecting the worst. But yeah, it's a bummer that I have to sit out for a few weeks. I felt like I was finally getting into the groove of things and pitching better, so just gonna have to wait.
Don't think
no, here's the interesting
two weeks, yeah.
I was interviewing Ryan Pressel yesterday from the Houston Astros, their closer. And I asked him, because he is not a big proponent of the pitch clock. He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And there's a thought that there may be more injuries because of this pitch clock.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Stop.
I didn't say it. I'm just saying he said it.
New rule, 50 pitch limit for everybody.
Okay, it's so stupid.
I mean, is there data behind that? Are more guys on the IL?
He said he felt like there were more guys getting hurt and getting shut down and having Tommy John surgery. That's what he said. I'm just telling you what he said. Don't yell at me, and don't yell at him through me.
I mean, he's a baseball player.
I can't take it. I really can't. You're a complete buffoon.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's got to be too much. I mean, it really has. And Darren Judge was sort of a freak thing, so I'm not going to get on him with that. He was working his ass off, put his foot in the concrete. But, I mean, some of these guys, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton every single year. Now, you're telling me these guys are not conditioned. They're complaining about the pitch clock. I mean, Justin Verlander came into the year with an armpit injury, for God's sakes. I mean, it's getting out of control.
Let me ask you a serious question. And this is not a knock on Aaron Judge. I love Aaron Judge. I think he's fantastic. I'm not killing him here. If that happened to a guy in the NHL, is he back out there the next day skating?
Most likely, but it probably doesn't affect the NHL skater as it does a guy that has to play outfield or run on the base paths.
It's got to affect him somehow, pushing off on those skates.
It's interesting. When I retired, I played a lot of basketball the first 10 years after retirement. My feet were killing me. My back was killing me. I put on the ice skates. No issues.
Yeah, but think about Patrick Kane, who's played through that. He's got to have reconstructive hip surgery. We put a metal plate in there, and he didn't play well, but he played through it.
Mm-hmm.
If a baseball player had that injury, he'd have a retirement press conference. That would be it. I'm done.
Probably not wrong.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna argue with you guys about the hockey players because I get that and I support that 100%. But it's different injuries affect different athletes.
New rules
in which they play.
4-inning baseball games.
Yeah,
really.
Keep these guys healthy.
And 50-pitch limits.
I mean, we need to really be concerned with Major League Baseball player safety because these guys are going down left and right.
And making more and more and more money.
So, by the way, Giancarlo Stanton has played in 3 games. He's 2-for-11.
Awesome. So just like we said, when he comes back, it takes a long time for him to start
hitting
the ball.
Although he did homer in Los Angeles.
That is true, and it's like second at bat.
Yes, which I did not see coming. Al, you got that one right.
He's not paying attention.
But he's 2-for-11.
I know, I understand. But if he goes 2-for-11 and it's 2 home runs every 11 at bats, the Yankees would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and he's got 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, well, that's par for the course.
Okay.
That's actually not too bad. He's a 200-strikeout guy. When he plays.
All right.
Rangers beat the Cardinals 6-4. Jacob deGrom shut down for the rest of the season and a good part of next year. He needs a second Tommy John surgery. More on him in a moment. Marcus Semien, 1-for-5. He's got a 25-game hitting streak. And Luis Arraez of the Marlins, 2 hits, batting .401. Did I do the Mets? We do the Mets?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Yeah, they lost, in case I didn't, to the Braves 6-4. I really don't remember. What else? You've got the Jets not having their men. I don't remember, because I jump around sometimes, and I'll tell Eddie inside to tell them we're going to do something else. Mandatory practices next week canceled because they're going to start a lot sooner than anybody else because they're in the Hall of Fame game, as we know. And tonight in Miami, it's game 3 of the NBA Finals. Heat and Nuggets, Nikola Jokic. What makes the Heat so tough is they got game 2 in Denver.
You know, they're a really intelligent team, really smart. They have really smart players, Jimmy, Bam, Kyle. Who can read the moment and read the game.
And the Heat have been good in these moments. And he mentioned Bam there. That's Bam Adebayo. Here's Jimmy Butler, who says he sets the tone and listen to the end.
He plays with so much energy. He never takes a possession or a playoff. So you got to really respect him for that. And then on the offensive end, he's doing everything for us. So we need him to continually be that. He has been that for us all year long. And like I said, he's going to be the reason why we win the championship.
There you go. They got 3 more wins to get. Of course, both teams need 3 more wins.
What do we call that? 1-1. Touching the money.
Yeah. Although, in fairness, he's been saying this the entire time.
Yeah, that's fondling the money. That's not even touching the money. That's violating the money.
You can catch a charge on that one.
Man.
Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. And yes, a very sad and emotional day for Jacob deGrom. Second Tommy John surgery coming. Also a very difficult day for Rangers fan himself, Chris Carlin.
Not be able to be out there. Well, hope I'm winning. That's it takes. So this is what we love to do. But, finding this out, coming here once. To be out here and helping the team, you know, it's a disappointment.
Very emotional.
I love all of you guys. And then, lastly, thank you. This is unbelievable. And then,
he's a big Rangers fan.
Chris Collins, so this was him yesterday on his radio show.
So he was thanking Jacob for all the efforts he gave this season.
Yes, yes.
It's unbelievable. Lastly.
I love that, the snort.
This is a silence. He's getting himself together all of a sudden.
I just want to thank everybody out there. That was <It's> unbelievable.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, very good, Jerry. Thank you. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Suck my left nut.
Where did that come from?
I actually know where that came from. That was when he was doing a read. with Monzo, and he kept screwing up the same line, and then he just got mad and just said, "Suck my left nut!" And then Monzo saved it and gave it to all of us.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
CBS Sports Network.
You know, I do know that you and I, at least me, I know I clear my throat quite a bit, and I know you cough a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you got allergies, but I'm just wondering.
It's the smoke.
Everything, and I went back to go get a cup of coffee. Somebody from one of the other stations was saying to me, they turned off the in-building air overnight. Did they do that?
I didn't know that.
Well, that's what he told me, whoever that guy was. I don't know who
it was. In-building air, meaning like... There's no, I don't, what does that mean?
Like they turned off the filtration system.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's air conditioning to save money.
Oh, well, that's different. But is that a live shot there, Stephen Waldron, or is that from yesterday? Is this, what is this on the CBS Sports Network?
That's live.
It's live.
Wow. It's still all smoky and smoggy. That's unbelievable. It's like supposed to be a nice day, all right? That's not clouds. That's smoke, right? Am I right about this? This is, hold on, let me see.
Why don't you ask Stephen Waldron if you're right about this?
Well, he doesn't know the weather forecast. I'm going to open up weather.com. But no, I have been hacking. It's got
yes,
it to be the reason
it has to
why.
Be, right?
Yeah, who can I sue? Is someone I could sue?
Canada.
Yeah, I mean, they are the worst. Blame Canada, blame Canada. That was a South Park thing too, right? Yeah, it says it's fair, 64 and fair. And sunny. See the sun there? A little bit of clouds? All that stuff. That's not clouds. That's no fog. That's not straight up smoke from Canada.
You understand, so that if it blows down from Canada to here, why doesn't it blow from here, like, I don't know, down to Delaware or something?
I think it will eventually. But right now, we're just in the crosshairs of it. Like, who started this fire? Some, like, pissed off Maple Leafs fan or something? Like, how did this thing start?
Well, they're in the middle of a drought, just like we are.
Are we?
Yeah, we're kind of. It's kind of been. Yeah, I mean, we've had one day of rain over the last.
Yeah, 12 I guess.
Days or something.
There was a big drought last summer. I know I had patches on my lawn that got destroyed.
Yeah, you know, it was funny when Mark Canizero was leaving. He goes, you know, you're like the everyday man, Gio. You got the coins for the tokens for the driving range at West Sayville. And you said, well, I have to be out of the house because my cleaning ladies are going to be there. And I'm like, I don't know. Everyday man with cleaning ladies and tokens.
Wait, I feel like everyday men do have cleaning ladies. No? I mean, I feel like most people... Am I wrong about that? Al, have you had anybody ever come clean your place?
Never.
Okay.
Al's an everyday man.
Jerry does.
No, Jerry does not, and there's no chance that he does.
Okay, never mind.
I have.
Yeah, well, okay.
And, you know, and I'm not considered an everyday man, I guess.
This
according to Canizero.
Well, I mean, you know, Gina's got the two girls young running around. You know,
you got a good job and you're doing well.
I'm not going to be...
It's taken you a long time to get to this point.
Yeah, by the way.
You worked your ass off to get to this point. You have to apologize to anybody.
I'm not apologizing, but I do have the range token right here.
Yeah, I know. I know you do.
See, it's actually range servant. So I wasn't lying about that. Put that in my back pocket.
See, like, if I were you, but this is just me talking. Like, you're not even really using the boat anymore. We don't even talk about the boat.
That's not true.
And the boat has a cost associated with it.
Yeah.
There's a physical cost for you because you have to wear five different hats when you're on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? From bell cap to captain to lifeguard to whatever else you were doing.
Yeah.
The point being is I would get rid of the boat and the expenses that go along with that boat. Sell the boat, get the money from the boat, and join like Baiting Hollow Golf Club.
That's an interesting take. That is a very interesting take.
That's what I would do. But or Bellport
Country Club, right? Yeah, right. Or Southward Ho.
Southward Ho and Bay Shore would be a lovely place.
I could.
Especially just because now you're basically crew of the boat.
Yeah. That's what it's. You're a lifeguard over at the beach. You are a captain. You don't want to bring my girls over there. I'm not going to be drinking. You can't do any of that. You know, so
you gotta be responsible. So it's either do that with them or don't do anything with them and go play golf.
No. I mean, I want to keep the boat. The boat is, it is an expense, but I want to keep it because I also want to provide them with a child to remember. Like, you know, we got on the boat, went over to the beach. It's awesome.
And you remember when Daddy was so miserable?
Right, exactly.
From the time we were two to the time we were 14?
Yeah, I know.
That was awesome.
First time I heard the C word when I was six.
And then he left.
Right. Never to be seen again. There goes that Steiger craft in the wake. Yeah. And now if we see him, we get dropped off at the country club that he joined after selling the
boat. Well, they can swim and use the pool. They can play tennis. They can get golf lessons.
I can't give up the boat. I still get a lot of enjoyment out of it. I went over Memorial Day weekend over to see our buddy Scott at Island Mermaid. It was a lot of fun. Because I was all adults.
That's one day. I mean, you got four golf dates set up in like the next 6 days.
It's a good. You make a decent point here.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out here a little bit.
You make a decent point.
Yeah.
But I think my family would be devastated if I didn't have the boat. I think Gina would be. She'd be upset, and she'd try to use that money that I made on the boat for something else ridiculous.
Well, you'd have to tell her this was my thing, and I got a thing, and now I got another thing, and that thing is golf, and now I want to do this. I don't know. Just trying to figure out how you can balance your expenses.
Yeah, no, I know. It does make sense.
I'm like, you are like insane about golf in the last month and a half. I'm proud of you.
No, I am. It's maybe even a little bit too much. Like, I think about it. I go to sleep watching YouTube videos. Like, that's what I'm doing. I swear to God.
Wow.
When I get into bed, I put on YouTube videos and I watch them. Like, you know, how do you eliminate your slice? You know, like, try this grip. And I like all these things until I get tired enough to actually fall asleep.
Think about what you were watching when you were 20 on the internet.
I'm still watching some of the same stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Generally. I'm in. I'm definitely in. But there's just no way I could get rid of it. I can't get rid of the boat. Because then the second I get rid of the boat, I'd be like, I want to be on the boat.
Let's just give me the low end of if you sold the boat, what you think you could get for it. Low end.
35,000?
Yeah. Oh. God, that's got golf club written all over it. Are you kidding me? Little initiation fee, couple of years. You're 40, you're not under 35. Some clubs have special deals for people under 35.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. What? Like summer memberships, kind of restricted memberships, less money. Another way for a club to raise some more money.
Sure.
That kind of thing.
So is this, would you, if I did join one of these places, would you come and play? Would
yeah,
I,
sure,
I
could,
like,
course.
Sell them on a package deal? Like, yeah, I'll get Boomer out here a couple times. A little never guest situation.
No. They don't care about that. What they care about is having
porn,
good
right?
standing members that pay their dues, bring guests, and enjoy the club.
Okay.
You're not too far from Sabonic, right?
Come on. The owner of the Vikings is a member there. All right, come on.
The owner of the Dolphins is a member.
Yeah, right. And so is maybe the Jets as well?
Yes, yeah. I believe so, yes.
Oh, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.